coming to you live from Southwest Louisiana. This is the Hospitality Room Podcast with your host, Mr.
host, Mr. Chuck P.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I got in the studio with me, Mr. J. Adams, sir. What's going on?
How's it going? Been a long minute.
Yeah. Kind of been busy, I guess.
Yeah, it's been a hectic few months, though. I guess it's a good thing.
Let's see. I want to get right into the show. No, well, we can talk about some random shit if you want for a minute.
There's a lot of random shit going on, so we can try to make heads or tails of it.
Okay, let's... No, you know what? No. Let's get it started early. Okay, I had to do that because local news. Okay, let's play this. First off, local news.
Good evening. A man in a position of trust has been arrested for alleged improper contact with high school girls he was coaching. KPLC's Theresa Schmidt is standing by with details.
Cynthia, a part-time coach at Hamilton Christian Academy, has been arrested for alleged inappropriate touching of two different high school girls who attend school there. Calcasieu Sheriff's deputies are investigating.
45-year-old Christopher Griffin of Lake Charles has been a part-time track coach for Hamilton. He was first arrested Wednesday and again Friday on another charge. He's been booked for sexual battery and simple battery. Calcasieu Chief Deputy Stitch Guillory says the alleged incidents happened at the LCB track.
We had two different complaints come forth against Mr. Griffin. One where Mr. Griffin was charged with sexual battery, inappropriately touching a female athlete. On the second arrest, he was charged with simple battery. And both of those incidents involved young ladies that ran track for Hamilton Christian Academy.
Guillory says one alleged incident happened within the past week or so, while the other allegedly happened a while back.
Right now, we don't know if there's any other victims out there. The first victim came forth, and then the second victim came forth after the first victim came forth. Mr. Griffin was a part-time employee at Hamilton Christian. He was a trainer.
I'm just letting it play because
for the track program.
You know how
such cases are typically presented to a Calcasieu Parish grand jury.
Our detectives are still gathering information and.
Really. That's why I had to play it. I had to play it at the beginning.
Did he get Benson the Stable
here? Yes, and Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen in there?
This shit is ridiculous.
At least it wasn't little boys getting touched this time. That's the only positive.
And that's the only thing we can add on to that one. Okay, you ready for some more?
Bring it on.
I go around it again. So if a man pleads guilty to aggravated sex towards children. Andrew Joseph Fusilier, also known as AJ Asulfa, has worked out a plea deal with the state. 26-year-old Fusilier was arrested on numerous charges of aggravated sex offenses against children after a joint investigation by Asulfa and state police.
I'm trying to figure out how they get a plea deal for that, but if you get caught with some weed, you going to jail with no plea.
He pleaded guilty to one count of computer-aided solicitation of a juvenile in Florida, and he also pleaded no contest to simple rape and indecent behavior with a juvenile. The offenses involved three different children.
Oh, he snitched on whoever he was sending pictures to. He shocked him. I'm sorry. Allegedly shocked him. Can't slander his name like that. He told Warren Sapp to meet him.
I mean, when are they gonna start doing something about the preying of on children around here? Like, seriously, I just want to know. And It's really a valid question now. Like, what else? The city's starting to work on the roads now, so they're getting the government money to rebuild the roads and the highways and shit.
Yeah, what the fuck's wrong with people to make them want to touch little kids? That's the...
I could never figure that out.
That's more... I mean, there's not too much you can do from the government standpoint to stop it. I mean, there's certain... I know what you're meaning, though. Like, you making plea deals and shit. You're letting people back out in the streets. I understand that.
There's nothing about a adolescent girl or boy that is attractive to me. Like, seriously, I don't get that part. But I also don't get the part of why don't we have a child task force or something like that, like a special victims task force out here for real. We need it. Seriously.
Well, the state has one. The state does do that. There's a...
They need to up the manpower or something, man, for real. Seriously.
Yeah, stop setting up checkpoints to check for...
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Insurance and stuff. I understand. It's a big racket.
Oh. Written. Lake Charles man accused of indecent behavior with a juvenile. Hello, I've been talking about this for almost a year now. It's like, I need people to start listening. Like, seriously. This is ridiculous. I'm serious. On an average, during the average week, how many times out of the 5 days, just a regular work week, 5 days, how many days do you hear something about
a sex crime on the news?
Yes.
Oh, every day.
Okay. This is an epidemic.
But I've noticed one thing, and I'm not going to name any names or anywhere specific locations, but there are some places where, like, the culture itself accepts that it's not necessarily seen as a bad thing for a younger female to be with an older dude. And I've seen at public events where an improper social setting where you'd have a underage female with a man that in his late 20s or...
Okay, but you're talking about like a 15, 16-year-old girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're talking about.
But I'm just saying, even still, they accept it, so... They push the boundaries of it. Not saying it's right, because there's still some states where 15 is legal age of consent, and you can get married 15 legally. Like, but most of those laws were based because years ago, before medicine, you had to be married by the time you're 15, because the odds of you living past 40 were slim to none. So you had to start having kids early to keep a family going. So some cultures, it's still like that. But there is still perverts. I mean, I know there's...
In September 2011, Calcasieu Parish Sheriff's Office received a complaint regarding James P. Cutting, 32, of Lake Charles, having inappropriate sexual contact with the 7-year-old.
Yeah, that dude just needs to be death row. There is nothing to say about him, but he needs to. I'm against the death penalty in certain situations, but not that. He should really be considered.
I mean, I'm down for the college baseball bat a couple of times to the body and stuff, and if he make it, he make it. In other words, if he dies, he dies. That's out of line to me, right there. That's out of line. Like, I almost kind of understand the 16 with the 22-year-old dude or something like that.
I understand. There's no excuse for this.
When you are grown,
a 16-year-old female can say no to a certain extent. You know her will. You know she means no. A child, there's no way a 7-year-old can ever say yes and you think, oh yeah, she knows or he knows what they. There's no fucking way possible. Like, if that even crosses your mind, you should go see a shrink. Just. It's impossible, like impossible.
After a 6-month investigation, Cutting was indicted by a Calcasieu grand jury, and a warrant was issued for his arrest. He's in jail. He's in jail now.
Hopefully, someone's taking care of him, like the 7-year-old.
Why I brought it up is I need people to start being aware of what's really going on in your neighborhood and stuff, man. There's people preying on children. It's a lot in this area. Like, the ratio of predators to children is.
Yeah, let me let white people in on a secret. You're scared of black people or minorities. You're scared of terrorists and Al-Qaeda. But chances are, I can't give you an exact number, but I would bet, and I'm sure Vegas would take odds with me, that you're more likely to be accosted, or your kid, I should say, would be accosted by one of your fellow Caucasians sexually, then you have to worry about what Fox News tells you to worry about. Just my opinion. Might be wrong, but pretty sure that's more of a scary situation that you should worry about. You don't know where your kids are getting fondled.
Yeah, they're getting babysat already.
So that's just some advice
for
white
America.
That's
my whole thing. It's like, I was talking to my girl earlier, and I was telling her that it's not that people not trying to do the right thing. Like, it's not like each side, they got people on each side that's trying to do the right thing. But the goal is always being diverted. Like, something is always thrown in the way of fixing the situation. Like, instead of us working together or those people getting together to work to get to a single cause, they get spun off in arguments and stuff. And the arguments are created by the people that want to keep everything the same. This is fake, and it's all based on profit. It's based on greed.
I tell you some of the things I've learned, and it's not from watching any law shows. This is from actual reading facts and such, you know, that craziness. But most district attorneys, they run, and they, like, especially in big cities, they like to run on conviction rates. Like, they like to show we have convictions. We know we're tough on crime. We're going to protect you. But if you look closely at what these people's records are, it's 9 times out of 10, they have plea bargains with small-time drugs. Like, you get caught with weed or whatever it is, drug you have that you're using, not selling, not doing anything with. They instantly get you to plea bargain. Same with this sex case. Plea bargains give them an automatic conviction rate. Like, that's a conviction right there. Once you plea bargain, they don't even have to take you to court. Because they know if you go to court, most lawyers, half their worth and salt, can get you out of most quandaries you're in with the law. I mean, that's just the way it is. In America, you have to prove guilt. And people forget that, and they get paranoid, get scared, and they just tell off on themselves, or they make plea bargains. So if you go look at the minor drug offenses that fill our prisons, and then you have sex offenders and murderers that's committing, I consider, real crimes against nature, but there's no room for them, or there's no, and the prosecutors don't want to take these cases on because they might not be able to prosecute it, because it's hard to convict someone with kiddie porn, or it's hard to convict someone of murder when you can just get someone to plea bargain. That's just my little side rant on that. The law enforcement has no real, the money making is off the drugs, because you can get the drugs back in the community. You can recycle it and keep the cycle going.
Is that, well, that's how it is, a circle.
That's all it is. Everybody wants to get their money. That's, you make your supply and you make your demand.
Like, there has been a lack of regulation, and the lack of regulation has caused people to figure out ways to scheme. They figured out schemes to profit, good or bad, on in any situation. There's a way to make a profit, because there is no regulation on how to make a profit. It's the free market. Free market.
Free market is the place to be. Free market is the place for me.
Speaking of free market, your boy, Paul Ryan.
Tricky man.
Your boy Paul Ryan has unveiled his budget plan again. And it is going to
slash.
It's gonna cut Medicare. Like, fuck Medicare. Like, if you know somebody that got Medicare, fuck them. Like, you ain't getting nothing. Cut off. Let's see.
You ever stub your toe and just cut your hand off to spite it? That's what Paul Ryan's doing for you.
And he's also going to drop the corporate tax rate.
Of course. For any Louisiana listeners out there, especially, if you want to truly understand what the Republican taxes and their little plans about, and Paul Ryan, all the time you complain about all the oil and stuff around here, and Louisiana gets no money from it, and it goes straight to the federal government, and they get to screw you over. Well, that's basically what they're doing, except now they're diverting it away from the federal government also and just diverting it back into the private sector. So they will actually siphon more money out of the government, that your tax money, that subsidies and such. So, yeah, you can complain about regulations and not drilling, hurting your livelihoods and all this, and I'm not saying it's not or what to extent it is. But you have to also understand that the regulations were in place in the beginning. We wouldn't be in this quandary now. We wouldn't have had the oil spill. You'd have never lost the money in the first place. Prevention's always better than trying to cure. If you can prevent cancer, it's better than trying to cure cancer.
Yeah.
Same with the health. That's what the government and Obamacare is part of, is you get healthy before you're sick, and there's less chances of you getting sick. So it's actually cheaper in the long run. If you just want medicine to fix you, then you have to produce more and more on research, and it gets more expensive after the fact.
His bill will repeal the president's health care law. It advances bipartisan solutions that take power away from government bureaucrats and put patients in control. So,
and by patients, he means insurance companies.
And by control, I need to know, like, seriously, like, and this is a question to both sides. What happened to the public option?
Well, see, in their eyes, the public option they talk about is, if you have money, then you have the option to do whatever you want. That's the American dream. You know, we're a country of haves and soon to haves. You remember him saying that, huh? Or was that sent to him? Whoever the fuck said it. One of them out-of-touch fags. I'm sorry. That's a slander right there. I don't mean that. I love homosexual people. I just hate Republicans.
I'm looking at this, I'm looking at the copy of his plan, and there's a point where the path to prosperity, that's Obama, and it shows it going down, like going downhill by 2050. 2050. And his plan will have us like 900%. We'll be plus 900% by the year 2080.
Huh?
Yes.
We're going to be the good
2080. 900%. I'll be trying to get to 100 point. Yeah. Thank I know, yeah. Cancer will kill me by then.
Be long gone for then.
I don't. if you what. You see, I had to bug out from it for like 2 months. I just bugged out from politics. I gave it up. I was done. Because of this is stupid. Really? So you just saying fuck welfare in general. Just fuck it all. I need to know who's going to work those jobs now. I'm serious.
Yeah, what I want to hear from a Republican is how do you plan to keep companies going, bringing jobs overseas? Like, if you tell me that, you give me that, any kind of plan, I'll actually listen to you and even think you're being serious about what we're talking about. But as long as your plan consists of just cutting taxes and then cutting, like, social programs and such, that's not really paying for anything. That's just you're just not going to spend it on what you were spending it on because you're still going to be spending it in different ways. Just think about this. If you get you work your job, you have a family, you're married, you and your wife, whatever, you have two kids, average nuclear family. You both bring home a check every month, and you're starting to go into debt with credit cards. So you take the Republicans' little way of doing it, which not saying the Democrats are any better. I'm going to explain that situation also. But when the Republicans are doing it, instead of us controlling what we spend our money on and only buying things we need, we're just going to stop spending it on the family and start spending it on stuff that we want or we don't really need. We're going to buy cars and such for the house, whatever. Screw the kids. Now, that's just a rough take on it, how we're going to cut. You're not going to worry about increasing, making more money, getting a second job, whatnot. That doesn't matter to anyone. That's never going to be, no. Just the parents make the money so the kids don't get any. The kids don't work. Why should they have any of the parents' money? We're just going to let the parents spend it on what they want. Everyone else can fend for themselves, basically. You just tell the kids to get out. Now, the Democrats' little way of doing it isn't that much better. What they're planning on doing is, and we're going to spend, instead of cutting it from the kids, you know, we're going to stop spending it on everything else, but we're still going to spend it irrationally on the kids. We're going to buy them more toys and such. I'm not saying all social programs are like that, but by saying you're making frivolous purchases by giving subsidies to companies that don't need it and whatnot, like you're giving away money, basically the church, we'll use that as an analogy. On Sundays, you give all your family money away to whoever.
Yeah. I'm really lost, man. I'm not really lost. I don't want to say I gave up on the whole thing, but I kind of did, because this is I'm tired of trying to get people to fight for shit that's in their own interest. I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
if you want to go down on the sinking ship, you can go down. But I'm leaving.
I can't quote you what Bible verse it is, but I'm pretty sure this little parable's in there somewhere. You can lead a man to water, but you can't make him drink. And that's kind of how this is. Like, you try to explain it to someone, but they just refuse to listen or take a second to even think outside the box. Not necessarily saying you're right, but just what you're thinking isn't necessarily correct. I do that all the time. Like, I talk about what I think I know, and I know I don't know anything. I know this. And I do go with stuff I believe in. But the things I try to believe in is stuff that other people can see and believe in also. It doesn't take convincing. I can show you what, and that's not always correct either. That can be proven wrong.
Yep. I mean, if I know it's fake, and I know I'm right about it, I'm done.
Yeah.
You're not changing my mind. This is fake. This has been proven.
Exactly.
Mythical stuff? No, fuck you. I'm not. Stuff that was written in a book just to be a moral story, and you taking it as word? No, fuck you. I'm not down with it. No. Miss me with it. And have anything else to add on this GOP plan? I mean, it's basically the same plan that they put out last year. I think the only thing that really changed was the corporate tax, I believe, and And the cuts, I think they made some more cuts to the welfare program.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, they slashed that. I looked at it earlier. I had to stop because I was getting sick. It was a typical hack job that they put out to make the rich, insecure people afraid. Like, if you're really that rich and you're that afraid, just think about, well, I know if you're that rich, you need to listen to me right now anyway. So whoever it is, tell somebody. If you know somebody that's rich, well, just think, whatever you're afraid of, and you have that much money, it's that the means to protect yourself. Worry about, what do you think about the other hundreds of millions of people or even billions around the world that doesn't have the same means to protect themselves or their family, their kids? They can't provide for them. So next time you want to cry and pray and whatever it is that you can't find the remote to your TV or your phone or whatever, just be thankful for what you get. What we did.
Yeah. We did, but we could still keep it going.
That gator dead.
Yeah. Speaking of, let's see. We can talk about some tech stuff right quick since I'm venturing back. It's not really a new venture. It's just I went back to Apple for a little while because I couldn't pay $600 for the tablet phone, man. That's ridiculous. And it's not, what is it, about 6 inches at 5.3,
something like that.
$600 though.
Well, it's a computer. Yeah.
Yes, I know it's, but it's not big enough. I'm not. I want like a 7-inch phone, tablet, phone but combination.
It's intentionally done that way to push you to a carrier. That's all it really is. That way you buy a subsidized phone plan. They can lock you into a 2-year agreement.
Yeah. Goddamn AT&T. Yeah, I'm saying goddamn AT&T. But yeah, I got an iPhone. I didn't sell out. Because I had the iPhone before, as you know. I had when it first came out, too.
I know you're not the sheeple. That's okay.
But while I'm talking about it, because this phone here has the iOS 5 on it.
It's able to do what Android does. They finally caught up to Android.
Yes. I'd like to give... I see the soundboard went down, but good job, Apple. You finally caught up. The iOS 5 has now given the iPhone the ability to... I see the thing I found the easiest now, you can go straight to iTunes and you can sync over your Wi-Fi just like you do. Hey, I'm just stating the new
stuff. I understand. That's why I haven't really been dogging Apple too much. They finally started to catch up to Google, in their case, revolutionize the world with something that's been there.
And at the so you can I can be on my laptop and I could just get some music and just drag it. I don't have to have it carded up. My phone could be on the other side somewhere. Be charging up, playing, getting ready to play some more Angry Birds or whatever.
Welcome to 2012.
And also they added on the notification center.
Oh, a little drop down notification?
Yes, which was available on the first HTC phone that I had in 2009.
It's revolutionary, though.
Yes.
But it's thinner. The phone is so much thinner now.
And I was telling QJ Pimpson the other day. We was on the phone talking. I was telling him about this. I told him that if you're not really keeping up with the technology, and you always had an iPhone and you never bothered to look to see what the competition had,
you'll think
the iOS 5, yes, the iOS 5 would just freak you the fuck out. Like, oh, this is the best shit ever. I see that. There's some other stuff that I noticed. Like, I didn't even go to see the list of the new items. I just noticed the stuff on the phone, what was different from when I had the, I want to say it was the 3G that I had before. They added on this little thing called iMessage.
Oh, like the BlackBerry Messenger.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And like anybody that I'm explaining for everyone. If you have the iOS 5 on anything, iPad, iPod Touch, iPhone, anything Apple. If you have the iOS 5, you can get the app, and the iMessage app, and you can send messages to anybody that's on the iOS 5.
Or
if you have their login name or whatever, or their number and information. I never tried to send it to anybody with an iPad, but I'll try it out and see what's going on with it.
So they're trying to catch Google with the Google Talk?
Where yes.
Anybody on any version of Google can,
yes.
Or the computer or anywhere.
Yeah, we used to play with the apps where we could send free messages to each other and shit. Yeah, it's amazing, though. It's really amazing. Good job. Good job, Apple. Yeah, that was because I know we usually get on here and we shoot down Apple, and I just wanted to come on and say that this new information is pretty cool. We have, let's see if I'm trying to get this open. We are, there we go. Next up in some news, we have more of the post-racial America. Coming to you live from the post-racial America, sir.
That is not true. No such thing. It's a myth.
Post-racial America, where you just get shot for walking in the streets.
That's a myth.
That's
a myth. I put it to you like this. The Asian mofos, the Ming Dynasty and the Qing Dynasty, the ones that went back 10,000 years, them bitches still got racism over there. So until they get that shit worked out, I think we got a ways to go. Because they got a head start on us. And no matter what you look through history, I don't care what it is. And I had a discussion with a family member today about this. That's why I said no post-racial America is not over yet.
Oh, no.
Because the rest of the world, I don't care if you look back in history anytime. You can look back. You can look at a group of friends you get. There's still always something that segregates people away from each other, no matter what it is. That's just human nature. It's a human instinct that goes down to survival. You try to find something that's alike. And you'll notice, you look at society, it might not even be nothing blatant. It might not be done intentionally. But subconsciously, people just spread themselves away from each other. You can have multicultural neighborhood away from a conservative neighborhood. It's not about color in every case. You can look at the Middle East, Islam and the Jewish people, they're the same thing, but they hate each other over religion. But they're the same everything else. Even their religion is damn near the same. They're going to find something to separate themselves for. That's why I say we'll never, ever be no kind of kumbaya. There's no such thing as a utopia. It's impossible. Because if there's such thing as a utopia, that means Darwin's whole everything is wrong. I'm sorry. That's just the universe. You look, there's chaos and explosions everywhere. There's nothing that's just peaceful. There's nothing that's perfect.
This is true. This is true. I mean, but to me, the process will never start unless people set aside time and communicate with each other. And try to better understand each other.
Definitely. That's the biggest thing.
And it sounds PC, but that's the only way. You got to start somewhere. And to me, that would be the easiest way to start, just by having a conversation with somebody different. But we can't have no conversation.
And that's what I try to, or when we talk about politics, I bring that up a lot too. If we would just sit down and talk, the stereotypes that you believe about race, creed, religion, whatever it is not necessarily who the person is. Like, when you talk to them, when you get deep down to it, I don't care who you are as a person. We always talked about the hardest killer in prison at some point in time gets lonely. I don't care who you are. If you by yourself at some point in time in your life, you will feel lonely. And that's everybody goes through that. So that's one thing everyone has in common. So if you start thinking about things you agree upon, then it's easier to respect each other. But whenever you're worried about this negative stuff you hear that you can't prove, but someone told you this or whatnot, whatever it is, until you actually put light on it, you don't know what's there. You have to open yourself up and listen to someone else, and then you'll see there's more to agree about than disagree. I know that sounds very hippie-ish, peace, love, and all that. But it'd help if you can concentrate on something. Like, it's going to take, unfortunately, some kind of big event to pull the world together. Like, it would take the threat of total annihilation to make the world a better place. And even then, it wouldn't last. It'd be just like 9/11. For a week after, America was a great country. Everybody loved each other. But all that hate and fear comes right back once everything gets comfortable again.
I mean, we saw it. And why I'm bringing it up, we got two stories. First one was one that I added. I put it on the site this past weekend. And I was trying to get people's reactions to it. Like, I needed to know. We talk about how people aren't are so different and stuff, but our internal ideals are the same. And as an undeniable, like, it's undeniable to me that people that claim that they're on two sides, well, on directly across from each other on the spectrum, are the same person. They just see, let's see the best word, lifestyle. They see lifestyle, the way they live their lives, different. And I have this video from one of my shows that I like to look at is the Real Time with Bill Maher. And this video is, we have a racism warning, racism alert. This following video is laced in racism. That's all I can say. This is laced in racism.
It's deep fried and double fried.
Cherry-pick these people. She got off the plane. This is in Mississippi. It is the poorest state in our union. We are not making fun of anybody. She did not seek out people who look like what some people would say rednecks. And she said, if you took any of the footage we didn't use, it would look just like the footage we did use. And by the way, all these people said they knew they were going to be on this show, and they think I'm going to hell. So I'm going to show you the video, and just know that we're going to send Alexander Pelosi in the future to the inner city to get the views of people who are not probably the same political stripe. But here we are in Mississippi with Alexander Pelosi's video.
Hey, Bill. I'm here in Mississippi, the poorest state in America, which is also the most conservative state in our union.
So why is Mississippi so conservative?
Well, you're in the heart of the Bible Belt. We believe in family. We believe in Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Whoever gets elected needs to be family-orientated.
God should come into his mind in everything that he does.
You never liked the president, did you?
Never. And never will.
Why not?
One thing, his name is Obama.
This is America. Our president should be American, not Muslim.
America! I don't even like it. When I see him on TV, I turn it off. I don't like it.
Is it because he's blind?
No, it's not because he's black, or he's a half-breed. He's black, too, but he's a half-breed.
I guess I'm a little prejudiced.
Are you? You don't like black people?
Not much.
Why not?
What's on?
What is this? Where are we?
We're in the state of Mississippi. I don't care for the government. They don't show me anything.
You get food stamps.
Yeah, but I think I deserve food stamps. I have no unemployment.
I hate Obamacare. I think it's retarded and pointless.
But a lot of people in Mississippi need health care.
Yeah. Back when I was...
Which to me sounds fucking retarded.
People still made it.
Yeah.
And back then, people pulled their own weight. They didn't sit around waiting for everyone else to take care of them.
So you don't care about the economy?
No. Just take care of yourself. You put God back in the saddle, and I'll be okay.
So something's not working here.
That's
voting
right.
Voting Republican hasn't worked for you.
But it could.
But it hasn't.
It hasn't, but it could.
Why is the poorest state the most conservative state?
We would rather go broke and die hungry than to give up our moral beliefs.
I feel like that voting
that's
God
the definition of retardation.
Faith is
or stupidity.
More important to me than voting for free money or voting for a handout.
I'm going
to
stand up for what I believe in, even if I go broke doing it.
We're not going to be pushed over. We lost the war. That's true. But we're not going to be pushed around. We're not going to back down from what we believe. And like the tag on the front of my truck says, the South will rise again.
Okay. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, this is what I have to deal with on a daily basis every day. I've never experienced anything other than that for the 26 years I've been in existence. That is it. And I'm ready to bug out right now. I'm ready to leave. That video was on fire on the internet because people can't believe that there are actually folks that live that way. This is the Southerner's life, all right? Like, this video didn't even offend me. This is how beat down I am at this point. That video didn't even bother me. That was regular. That was sensible.
Yeah, that's their PC. That's them treating you like a human being.
You're lucky you didn't run into nobody that was talking about putting niggers back on boats and sending them to Affy. You're lucky you didn't run across that. You almost did. The dude that had the "I'm proud to be white" patch on his biker jacket. He fits the description. Yeah, he fits the description of somebody that would say go back to Africa. But like I said, this is not. It doesn't even bother me anymore. And something's not right with that picture. I'm supposed to be bothered by that. I'm supposed to be bothered by that. This is what we live in. This is what we live amongst.
And once again, I'll bring up, I guarantee they quote Jesus at some point in the conversation. I guarantee they claim to be Christian. And they hate atheists. Guaranteed.
They hate atheists and fags. The dude said it. I'm repeating what he said.
And always preach about, you hear me on here, Jay Adam always preaches about, I don't want to be in the car with somebody just throws their hands up and says, let Jesus drive. And that's what that guy said. We just need to turn it back over to Jesus and take care of itself.
Give it up to God. Yeah, okay. Okay. God will catch the bills up, huh? I mean, if he made everything, so if he would have never put us in the situation to need money to pay bills if he had it like that. I'm just saying, but we're not gonna get into that. We are gonna talk about the racism or lack of non-feeling of racism that I had in that video. I don't know if the video was meant to like expose the way people in the South think and their political views. But I'm mad with you if you don't know by now that's the way the Southern ideology is. If it took that video to let you know that, then something is wrong. No, but I figured out the only way that works is that you got to have your special pact with Jesus. If you have the special pact, then nothing going to happen to you. That way, that makes you not negligent for helping thy neighbor.
Yeah, my harping on the religious aspect of it, and I always say, you know, the belief takes away, it strips away your thought process. But you can hear those people talking, like they talk about they're going to rely on Jesus or God. And I'm not saying, not bad-mouthing religion here to that point. People are abused the way it's used. It's not, the message itself is still good. If you live by what Jesus says, then there's nothing I can say against you. You live in a good life. Now, if you're living in judgment, then you're not living like Jesus. So that's first off. So, and since I don't believe in Jesus, I guess I can judge. I'm just joking. Anyway. But whenever people, if you take that hope away where it's not going to be all right unless you actually do something for yourself, See, they look down on everyone else because they look at these people as not believing in the same Christianity as them. Like, they just see these people as godless heathens that don't want to work, just want to scrounge off of it, and they're breaking their back every day. But because they don't see these people, that's kind of what this is. Like Mr. Chuck P is saying, people don't know, like, they don't see this, so they don't ever get the privilege of knowing what real life is for people. That's the out of touch of America and society as a whole.
We can call that the inner willer. Our inner willer will deny us from, like, even acknowledging what the, because I was getting into when you stepped away, I was saying that when you, like we always try to say, and we're going to make the case again today, that when you go to on the spectrum, on the cut, let's just say on the Caucasian spectrum, there's a sensible side and there's a crazy side.
Right.
Okay? My case is on the Caucasians and the black and Hispanic, whatever, the ignorant side are all the same.
Exactly.
No matter what race it is, the ignorant side lives the same way. Their lifestyles are the same. But they refuse to acknowledge that because there's an arrogance amongst the races.
Yes, sir. Well, that's part of American culture also, because the term Yankee was originally given to an American as something bad. Like, that was kind of like calling a black person N-word, redneck, whatever. But as an American, that was the epitaph towards you. You're a Yank. You're an idiot. Like, Yankees are not – if you look up the actual definition of a Yankee, we might have modified it over the years, but what it originally meant was not good.
Like example. The same person, like that Cletus will talk about Tyrone drinking out of the Styrofoam cup as he's drinking out of the Red Solo cup.
Exactly. The hood and the trailer park's the same thing.
Thank you.
One has crack, the other has meth. It's the same. Society is the same. Every culture is the same.
They all smoke crack, though.
Oh, yeah.
Crack
transcends
is
all unaracial. Cultures.
It's multiracial. Crack has no color. It's white. White or yellow, that's it. That's the only color it is. Everybody loves it.
You bring forth a rock, and I shall smoketh it.
That's my whole thing, man. It's like, everybody is the same. Like, the sensible people can relate with the other sensible people. Like the sensible Caucasian can relate to the sensible black person if they just sit down and have a conversation with each other. But that will never happen. We get drugged into everybody being the same. We try to group up everybody as monoliths almost.
But you're right to an extent, but I believe there's certain places that, like, you always hear them talk about big cities, and you have the Indian or Middle Eastern cab drivers. And everybody's like, all black, white, whatever, everybody laughs about that. Or Asians can't drive. Like, there's stereotypes that everybody finds, they laugh at, and kind of it's not seen as racist as anything else. But, like, and it's like small-town America is easier to keep that way because they don't have a way to interact with other races. Like, there is no way to be exposed to these other elements besides what they see on their evening news. And the media takes a big part of this, too, because they always show Nancy Grace is always looking for a little white kid. Mm-hmm. And the news is always showing some minority that's doing something illegal.
Okay. Let's just analyze this video, because I'm going to play the other one, too, because it's not fair to just play one video. And I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about this video. You do not relate to any of these people in this video, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. There's a vast difference. Like,
I don't even think my gene pools.
Your skin complexions may be the same, but your thought process is totally different.
Like, completely.
But.
And I grew up around that, so yes. You can change from that. You don't have to be that. Not necessarily change, because I don't ever remember myself ever being even close to any of that. But it's possible to get away from that without being, you don't have to absorb it and use the excuse.
You don't have to accept indoctrination, as is what he's saying. You don't have to.
Yeah, I can't stand that, but I was raised that way. I don't give a shit. If you raised sucking a dick, then fuck
you. You don't have to keep going. Yeah, you don't have to continue sucking the dick. Like, seriously. And let's see. Second question is, and this is, I'm going to ask myself the same, I'm going to answer the same questions too. If you had the same attire, let's just say you wore the same attire, it would be, how easy would you think it would be to get, like, intermingled with that group of people?
Oh, my head off. Shit, I'd walk up in there, they'd love me. I didn't have to say nothing to them. They'd already accept me.
And getting the Southerners attire is not that hard. So I'm just saying, one day you might just mistakenly have to have on some overalls, and then you Billy Bob to everybody. Everybody Billy Bob for the rest of the day.
Oh, I know how that is. When I went to California, I was warned that I was seen as a skinhead just because. And I don't choose to have a bald head. It's not like it's a fashion statement or no neo-Nazism at all.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
But out there, once again, I'm being profiled just like everyone else is.
Speaking of profiles, I'll play the second video. The second one is greater than the first one. Everybody, this is a ratchet alert, ratchet alert.
Let's show the video you made this week in New York City.
Hey, Bill. I'm here in New York. This is where I live, across from the welfare office. Meet Joe, the doorman.
For 16 years I've been working at this address, and for 16 years people are walking by this building with a white piece of paper in their hand, looking perplexed, and they come up freely and they say, I'm looking for the welfare office, or I'm looking for social services, or I'm looking for food stamps. I see that most of them are able-bodied. They don't look like they're handicapped in any way. They just look like they don't want to work, and it's really, really hard to look at this and say, I come to work every day, why can't you?
I need to know why he didn't advance in the 16 years he's been working with this company. I had to stop it to slander him, because this is what I'm talking about. You gonna sit there and you like one check away from being right there with the white piece of paper in your hand. You just lucked out. Like, I don't understand how everybody believes in luck but really don't believe in luck. You believe in the word luck, but you don't believe in the concept of luck. Luck is being able to walk the streets freely after you pulled your dick out on women in the club twice. That's luck. That's luck. Okay. Regardless of how much money was transferred, that's still luck. You just dodged two indecent exposures. I'm not even going to say, you know who I'm talking about. That's luck. Shooting unarmed children in the streets and still walking in the streets free. Luck. This is luck. This is luck. Winning the lotto is not really luck. It's odds.
Being born a bush is luck. Especially if you're a junior, then you're really lucky.
Yeah, I'll continue the video now.
I'm here trying to get some Obama bucks. That's what I'm doing, trying to get some Obama money.
I am here to get some benefits. You know what I mean? I'm here to get a check. Bitch, I want a check.
Tell me why you like Obama.
Because he gives me stuff.
Who are you going to vote for in this election?
Obama.
Why?
Because he's black.
So what do you get from the government? Tell me everything you get from the government.
All I get, stamps, public assistance, Medicaid. We call it money in the pocket. We call it money in the pocket.
What kind of benefits are you getting?
Let's see. Whatever the hell they got to offer. Like, I don't even know. It ain't like they got a checklist. Like, nigga, we gonna offer you this, this, and that. I'm just here to get what I can get.
Food stamps. It's just food. It's like food.
When was the last time you actually worked?
I would say about half a decade.
But you're a perfectly healthy young man. Why aren't you working right now?
Because my background. Once you go to jail, it's hard to get a job.
Why should I help you? Why should my tax dollars be going to you?
Only because my ancestors came here and helped build this place.
What do you mean?
My ancestors.
That's valid.
How many kids do you have?
I have 5.
How many mothers?
4 baby mothers.
4 baby mothers? Do you really want to work, or you just want to get a free check?
I just want to get a free check.
There's a sign behind you that says Waverly Job Center. Do you have any intention of going in to get a job, or are you just going to get the food stamps?
Not looking for a job, maybe a career. How you doing? You looking good today?
Looks like all you're looking for is a date.
Got to. Single, ready to mingle.
I don't want a job, I want a career.
Okay.
First thing, before we even delve into this, I've noticed something that's a common link between them already, and I'm going to pass judgment here without knowing any background details. What do you think is in common? What do you think they have? Did you notice anything, or can you – a common background that might lead both of these groups of people to where they're at?
Well, you know me. My first thing, I got two. First thing is lack of education.
That was going to say, I don't think any of them together in either video in either town, there's not one diploma between any of them. Not a one. I don't even know if they have a GED out there amongst them.
Second of all, I'm not going to say all of them, but I'm going to say 80% of the people that were on film were receiving money from the government.
Oh, I'm sure. Some sort of government assistance.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. So... But it's two total. These people would never talk to each other.
Oh no.
Like, they might kill each other on sight. Like the words "What you doing around here?" or "I'm about to fuck you up" is coming. Like that's it.
Oh yeah, they were both in the town. There would be you wouldn't have to see a blatant line, but there would be a line that you don't cross.
Line.
You stay on this side. You stay on this side. We're gonna stay away from each other. But when we do interact, we're going to all be retarded.
Yay, government. And that's what I'm saying. That's my whole thing. I don't understand how you can claim to be so different when you're the same. But you don't take the time to at least have a conversation. Just to fuck a conversation, basically.
Yeah, you know? Just to kind of bring some of the... I might be way off base here. I don't know. But the seems like the misconception between the two racists, but anyway, like, you have white America that looks at black America as wanting something for nothing, and then you have black America looking at white America like you have all the opportunities to get something. Well, you know, like, if we both compete for the same job in good old America like they want, the white man gets it every time.
Yeah.
And so the black community, they see this like the whites people can do this. And the white people can. Like, if you look, whether you want to say we post-America, post-racism, whatever, that's not the case. To this day, if you look at every Fortune 500 company, how many black females do you see?
Hmm.
Okay, how many black people in general? Ain't got to be female.
Yeah.
Maybe one. If
enough to cover the... affirmative action percentage, whatever that is, whatever the percentage
that's
is
it.
For that company, they will have that. They will meet the quota.
And so, you know, there's a misunderstanding, like, it's been, they won't let that be figured out, that to this day, without black people in general, America is not what it is. We can't run from the past. What happened. So they wouldn't be here because that was not their choice. Your ancestors. Some of my ancestors came here by choice because it was religious persecution in Ireland. The Catholics were ran out of there. That means everybody, if you're Catholic in your faith, someone in your blood, somewhere along the line, was persecuted to come here for that reason. So we see it, the two cultures are there trying to mingle, and they both have an opportunity. And instead of worrying about opportunities, they see what the other person's doing. Instead of worrying about themselves and better themselves, it's always, oh, this person's doing this person's doing that. And that's just part of the... I guess consumerist capitalist way is to keep that going, to keep the haves and the have-nots. And that's how you keep both sets down. Both of them, instead of worrying about what you can achieve or what you can get, it's, no, here, you get this and you bitch about this. And you get this and you bitch about this. And that's both cultures, or it's everyone. And we get upset, like we're all offended whenever you see the tiger mom on TV trying to discipline her kids and make them work. You're going to work. You're going to do this. You don't worry about what the fuck anybody else is doing. You're going to do this. And so they move on without any of these problems. They just have to listen to everything else. And that's kind of how I feel. I guess I'm the Asian person in this conversation. When I see this and everything else, it's religion conversation, anything. It's like you're making up problems that we have enough problems as it is. We don't need to manufacture a problem at this point. We should be trying to work together to transcend this.
Yeah, you're making up problems to forward your own agenda.
That's it.
That's all. And like you said, and it leads back to a failure to communicate. Like you said, white people look at black folks and they're like, oh yeah, he's getting welfare. I never touched welfare in my life.
You had to. You're black. That's just a rule, and white America knows.
And I was brought up thinking that every white person was rich.
That's a fact.
Yeah. These are the breaks.
These are the breaks.
Well, instead of we're comparing now, we can just get into some direct racism in the post-racial America. That was indirect racism. But let's get to some direct racism. Oh, we're back up, buddy.
Jordan Schumate is still in a state of shock over what he says his freshman English teacher told him to do as he read a poem aloud in class.
When I read it in my normal voice, she told me to read it blacker.
The 14-year-old George Marshall High School student was asked to read Langston Hughes's Ballad of the Landlord. He is the only African-American student in the class. Jordan says the fact he was singled out and asked to read it blacker shows racial insensitivity by his teacher.
It's very, very unprofessional, and it should not happen. She didn't do it to any of the other kids. Why'd she have to do it to me?
Jordan brought it to his mom's attention after a lesson in English this week about stereotypes. The freshman says he was again singled out to explain why African-American people like grape soda and rap music. His mother says she was humiliated.
Okay, wait, before I continue on, I know this is a question in the white community. I know that these are questions, like, I know this, because I've been asked these questions before, too. I know this. But there's a way to ask those questions without being an asshole or racist.
I've been asked that myself.
You don't single out the only black dude in class and ask him about chicken and Kool-Aid and grape soda. You're just being a douche at this point. At that point, I'm serious. I don't understand people sometimes. It's like you're proud of your ignorance. I don't know this shit, so I'm gonna ask him right now. I don't care. Fuck it. Read this shit blacker. You know you don't sound like this. Stop trying to talk white. Post-racial America, everybody. And I told you, I'm going to keep bringing it up because this shit doesn't exist. Can't sell me a dream. I got to live it every day. I got to live amongst T-Bob that's getting his food stamps but saying, fuck the government. I'm done. I'm almost to the point where this show is gonna be just technology shit. We're just gonna talk about gadgets and shit the whole hour. Like seriously, this is pretty soon. Cause if I stay here, I'm gonna lose it.
Like the perfect. And I used this example before. People around here that Tea Party, Ron Paul, whatever it is, anti-government. They all receive government assistance after Rita. I don't give a fuck what you say. You got some form. If you didn't, you probably have a right to be pissed off. I know people that didn't, people that got fucked over by the government. So there is legitimate beef with that bureaucracy of it. But for the rest of you motherfuckers that farm, fish, whatever it is, and you get any kind of government assistance, you should probably just shut the fuck up about the whole situation. I don't care what color you are, what religion you are, whatever it is. Just shut the fuck up. If you get any government assistance, just shh. And if you're not contributing to society and you can't, you should. There's a factor there. I mean,
yes, yes.
I don't care what color you are. If you can work,
work.
You can get welfare. You can get food stamps. You can be helped, but you're going to work for it. I mean, that's...
I mean, shit happens. There's understandings for people that are on welfare that really need the shit. But if you don't need it, get the fuck off for real. Like, get a job. I'm down with Newt to a certain extent. Like, I'm down with Newt when he say get a job, but it's to a certain extent. Because when he's saying that, he's just being indirectly racist. He's just pandering to a base. But everybody that's able and if you're able-bodied, you need to work. Fuck that.
But then we also have to answer the question, we need jobs. You have to have a job to work.
That's where regulation has to come in.
Exactly.
We have to make regulations to where
we have to bring jobs back to this fucking people. Country.
Yes.
Stop
yes.
shipping jobs overseas and then talking about you're lazy, you're not working. There's no jobs. Not everybody can work at McDonald's, and you can't live an American dream at a McDonald's paid. It's impossible.
That's it. Nobody, there will never be a job where somebody's going to wash Newt Gingrich's feet. Fuck that. We're going to make sure that we'll start a protest if there is somebody that's washing his feet. That's not going to happen. This is America. This is America. Read this, Blacker. The fuck is wrong with you? How is this woman a teacher? Like, seriously. This is the problem now. It's always the parade of, oh, we can't blame the teachers. Look, really? Really?
Who else you blaming this situation?
I mean, the blame can be passed so many ways. Is the parents, a lot of times it's insufficient parenting. Right now it's insufficient teaching. Sometimes it's both. Sometimes it can be a combination of just a little bit of each. It can be 25% of each to make 50%, but that still causes your child to become a failure in life. The fuck, man. Read this, Black. I'm tired of this, man. I'm tired of it. I'm serious. If you really want to know the functions of a Black person, ask them reasonably. Don't alienate them. I'm just giving you steps. I'm serious. I don't want nobody to get punched in the face.
I kind of hope one of you do. Just saying.
And seriously, you see a Black person with long, pretty hair, don't touch it. Do not touch it. I'm just warning you. See a guy with some long dreads, shit, leave it alone. Just be like, yeah, your hair is nice. Don't pat him like a dog.
And he's just as afraid of you as you are of him.
Yes.
Especially if you're a white woman. If you're a white woman, they know they can walk through the hood without being touched. Nancy Grace will be out there.
Of course.
We got this on lock.
Man. That's the reason for avoidance right there. That's another reason. Just stereotypes. Anything happen to a white woman in my vicinity, I'm done. That's how I feel about it.
Oh, yeah, you're going to jail. Yeah, me and Cuso got you. Don Dixon. Mm-mm.
Oh, I'm gonna be under wraps until they find out what happened.
Sprinkle crack on him, Johnson. Sprinkle crack on him. Get out of here.
I said I was going to continue the video, but I'm not. I'm really... This shit is ridiculous, man. And it's like the little dude has more sense than the teacher. That's unprofessional. That's an understatement.
I'm willing to bet that the teacher probably sounds a little more Black than he does. Willing to bet. And you can call me racist if you want. But to make a statement like that, now this goes back to the rednecks and the hood and the trailer park being the same.
What was this? This is in Virginia? Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. Like I said, the only reason Virginia split is because the ratchet had to get away from the ratchet. It's So they moved the Ratchet into the mountains, and the Ratchet just stayed in the flatlands.
Oh, yeah, you got the hillbilly Ratchet in the mountains in the west, and you got the
regular
uppity,
Ratchet,
better than everybody folks south, and then they put all every other race around D.C., and then all black folks had to go to Maryland. Do not cross this line. The Potomac River is more than just a river. It is a divider.
Read this poem in a blacker manner.
Teach this class in a more intelligent manner, please.
Yeah.
The kids have no future.
I'm done. Hopefully I can hit a lick or something where I don't have to work once I get, like, middle age, and I'll just move away. I'm serious. I'll just get the fuck away and be off to myself. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here when I'm, like, 50. I really don't. I don't want to see what this is going to be like. We're going to have President Snooki by that point.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to get to the point where they're going to have a celebrity as the president.
Google's going to be president. We're going to elect a search engine. You just ask whatever you want. Google's going to tell you what the answer is.
Vice President Watson. Just going
Siri. Home. Siri's and vice president. Got to have a female.
This thing will let a female be president. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not even a female computer. Fuck that.
No matter what, women ain't shit.
We might not like no other races, but goddamn it, we hate women more.
Speaking of women ain't shit, I started looking at Mad Men, and I'm addicted. I'm all in. I don't know what AMC has been doing, who's the writers for their series, their TV series, but that dude needs a bonus. That man or woman, they need a bonus.
They've captured America pretty well.
Yes, yes. Mad Men is based on advertising, and the other show is The Walking Dead, and that's based on zombies.
And if you kind of think about it, they kind of both relate to each other, because I think the advertising will eventually lead us to being zombies, so it might be on to something there, the roadmap.
Yeah, advertising is going to push this product that's going to, like, poison everybody and turn them into zombies.
You got the fried chicken flu.
Yeah. Oh, man. I need to get away. I'm serious. Every day, a different country sounds better. I'm
thinking Iceland, because by the time climate change or global warming, whatever you want to call it, kicks in, that'd probably be like Hawaii is now.
Yeah, and all that ice might melt. Like, you might find all kind of treasures and shit out there.
Fuck that. I'm trying to get away from people. I hope they ain't got none of that. Stay the fuck away from me. Just let me live.
Let's see. Well, I think we hit everything on the dot, because I'm done with the Reader Blacker.
I think I'm kind of sick now.
I'm done with the Reader Blacker. Like, if they don't fire this woman, there's no point to protest. She need to get fired. I'm serious. You're not teaching at this point. What are you learning about asking somebody if they like Kool-Aid? How is that going to affect them when they take tests? How is that affecting the chapter?
See, what he should have said whenever they asked about why black people like Kool-Aid, he probably should have said the same fucking reason you fucks do. Because I never understood that stereotype about black people, about the fried chicken and watermelon and Kool-Aid. Because I'm white. Yes, Jay Adams is white. But I grew up eating watermelon, fried chicken, and drinking Kool-Aid myself. I don't understand. Like,
she also asked him to rap some Tupac for her. See, at that point you get slapped in the face. Like, seriously, you disrespected me. That's the ultimate disrespect. You just
because you know what's fucked up. I guarantee the kid whoever asked him that, I guarantee listen to Lil Wayne on their iPod. I guarantee it. I will put every nickel I got left.
It was country the teacher.
Bet you she listens to Lil Wayne. Unless she's an old bitch. Then in that case, it's still going to be some black dude that she's listening to at some point in time.
Marilyn Bart.
I bet at some point in time, she's probably described him as being a well-spoken student.
Oh yeah, of course she had to if she told him to speak blacker. If she told him to speak blacker, that means he must speak well. I'm just.
It sounded like he spoke pretty good to me.
Yeah,
he spoke better than a lot of white people I know.
Yes, he speaks.
You should have said speak more American. That would have made more sense than speak blacker. When I don't pronunciate or enunciate things correctly, it's usually I choose not to.
Yeah, speak VH1 for us. That's what she should have said.
Speak ignorant. And I think that's kind of reality TV's kind of helped push the anti-education along.
You don't need education.
You can get rich being a slut or a whore.
Yeah, you can be halfway retarded and get a TV show. And get a TV show where you're getting half-naked chicks to fight over you.
I don't know if I ever want to bring kids into this world. Like, I think that might be a punishment and a curse on them. They wouldn't be a lucky one, I don't believe. Unless I got super rich.
Yeah, that's...
Then even then, I might feel guilty about having my own children. I'd probably have to adopt some.
You can adopt a black baby. That's what's popping in the streets. You know, you gotta get one from Africa, though.
That's the racist retirement plan. You adopt 5 black kids and the odds of going pro... Hey, there you go. Just like you adopt a bunch of white kids, if you're black, the odds of getting good credit, pretty good. You adopt the Asian kid, he going to win a Nobel Prize, most likely.
Oh, he's going to be good at math.
You get an Indian or Asian kid, he'll probably take your job.
Racism.
Mm-hmm. Or not him, it'd probably be his family back home that got your job.
They got the job that you... that your uncle sold to him years ago. In this big merger. Yeah, motherfuckers. You know what time it is, sir. Before we get out of here. Quick.
Uh-oh.
Three stores. That's it. All from Florida. As the music will eventually kick in, ladies and gentlemen, this part of the show is called... the Retard Awards. Where we give out medals of slander to criminals and sometimes just ordinary people who've committed felonious acts of stupidity. First up, a man robbed store. Caught when wheelchair gets stuck in sand. Chiefland police officer said a man in a wheelchair held up a convenience store with a knife and told the store clerk police would not arrest a handicapped person, the Gainesville Sun reports. Florida. A few minutes later, the suspect was arrested after police found him sitting in his wheelchair, which had gotten stuck in the sand behind the store. Police said he was drinking a Bud Light Lime when they found him. John Christopher Champion, well, he wasn't a champion today, of Chiefland, was arrested by the Chiefland Police Department on charges of armed robbery and aggravated battery.
It's kind of ironic. It's armed robbery for the guy in the wheelchair.
I was just about to say, is he really disabled? The story didn't specify.
Did it say if it was a male or female cashier or clerk or whatever? Because, look, I'm sorry. Like, I don't condone beating up handicapped people.
Seriously, if you're in a wheelchair with a knife...
And you pull on me and want me to take you serious... Better be a big knife that you can maybe throw at me.
Even at that point, you got a cigar on me at some. You got to catch me off guard.
What's what I'm saying? And we got a counter between us. You know, there's the cashier got the register. You in a wheelchair? You can't jump at me.
Like this is a dream scenario for the convenience store clerk that's just been waiting to fuck somebody up. Because they could just turn around and grab
liquor
fists.
Bottle.
Yeah, and just throw them directly at the wheelchair. You don't even have to
bagging up.
You don't even have to hit him. Just throw it at the wheelchair. The glass shards will scratch the fuck out of him.
Fuck that, he's hitting the chest. It's like one of those carnival games where you squirt the blue water balloon and it fills up. You just keep hitting him in the chest and push him back in the aisle until he gets banged. I don't understand. Like, It's like trying to hijack my airplane with a box cutter. It don't happen. Even if it's a woman, I'm gonna get a broom. You ain't coming across the counter. What?
I don't... No, that's what I'm saying. I'll just poke you until the police get there. It's... But somehow he robbed the store. I'm not. Good job, sir. You made the retard awards. You robbed the store in a wheelchair. Got only in Obama's America. Only in Obama's America. Okay. Next door. This happened in Sweden.
In Sweden?
Let's see if this is the video for it. Oh, no. This is not the video.
Lugenheimer.
I thought we had a video. This happened in Gävle, Sweden. A Swedish man was sentenced to 2 months in prison and a $143 fine for defecating on the floor of a sporting goods store.
Word?
Authorities said the 46-year-old man, whose name was not released, admitted in court to defecating on the floor of the sporting goods store in Gävle, as well as a theft charge for breaking into another business and stealing 4 bottles of alcohol a few days before the defecation incident.
Well, that makes sense then.
Yeah, he had to go, man. When you gotta go, I guess.
They must not have them new J's in.
Must have went to Dixon like, oh yeah, y'all ain't got this catcher's mitt, huh?
Ugh. I need them J's. In Sweden, they don't stab or shoot a fight. They just shit on the floor.
He
ain't let me have them J's. Fuck that.
Shit in your establishment. Oh, man. Let's see. Okay. Next up, I just had to bring that one up because that was a shitty situation. That's all.
Pun intended.
Okay. Man denied service, arrested after being drunk in Fort Pierce Wendy's drive-thru. I just like the convenience store. Like, once if I see a store that's dealing with like a fast food place, I gotta talk about it. It's just instant. You just made it. Wendy's workers refused service to a man accused of being drunk at the drive-thru and claiming 3 people were about to rob the place. So, really?
He got arrested saying 3 other people, or him and 3 other people?
Todd left the drive-thru, motored around the building, and returned to the drive-thru. This time, he told them that they were about to get robbed by 3...
black men.
Yeah, the N-word for black men. Negros.
That's more believable that way.
But this dude is white as snow.
That's why I was believing, because I'm sure he was talking to was white as snow also.
Oh, man. The man... So the dude got arrested. Really? Yeah.
Now I kind of hope they do get robbed. Just to make it funny.
When asked whether he'd been drinking, Todd wanted to discuss the folks who were going to rob the Wendy's. He said he... Huh? Oh, no, I'm not repeating all this. This dude was, like, incoherent drunk, and they like, wrote down everything that he said. No.
Mm-hmm. Took him to mean it.
Yeah.
He said he was going to blow up the world. He's a terrorist.
Yeah. This dude got arrested. He was just... He needed those juicy patties, man. I can understand getting arrested over not getting your Baconator.
It's the pink slime.
Oh, no, it can't be. It's 100% pure beef.
Obama put it in there. Brainwash.
Only in Obama's America.
Indoctrinating your children with the chicken nuggets.
Next door up.
You know what? Going back to the other story while I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
But whenever they asked that little dude to read Blacker and why black people like Kool-Aid, he should have asked why white people like Bill so much. Because I think that's a new thing for white people. They all have some kind of depression pill. I'm sorry, that was just a random thought there. I'm still kind of upset about that.
Okay. Florida man headlocks his mom because she used his taco sauce. Hey, like, seriously, talk about, like, I'm sorry, everybody. I gotta show Mr. J out of this picture. Like, come around and check the screen out, sir. Like, I had to. Which one is the dude?
No way.
Which one is the dude?
I'm gonna say the one on the left.
You are correct. I wasn't too sure about the one on the right either.
But she was. One reason I say that you can just tell she had, like, you can just tell that
her jaw was less defined.
Yeah, she had the less defined jaw. That's exactly right. She was more rounded.
Christopher Phillips, 23, of Manatee County, found out that his mother's head. His mother had used some of his taco sauce. Naturally, he got so angry that he decided to put her in a headlock. Then his girlfriend got involved. It okay. was
my first question thought on that is, if you're 23 years old and you're so mad at your mom by her using your taco sauce that you're going to put in a headlock, you should move out by that point in time. Like, that really upset you to that extent. Or she's living with you, kick her out at that point. I don't know what
Christopher got up in his mom's face while screaming and yelling. Rebecca pushed him back. That's when Christopher decided to put his mom in a headlock. In the process, he broke her glasses and caused pain to her neck. I told you to leave my fucking fire sauce alone, bitch!
It's my goddamn taco sauce.
This is my house. Oh, yeah? Macho Man headlock.
Oh, yeah.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
He hit up the large Steven Regal.
Oh, man. Both Christopher. Oh, yeah. What? Okay. Rebecca managed to get free. But Christopher wasn't done. He went into his room and got his live-in girlfriend, Lisa Tyree, 27.
Tyree?
Lisa, oh, ever a classy lady. Oh, okay, they're being sarcastic now.
I'm going to say, he's a pimp, 23, she's 27.
And he looked like his mom. Woman. She looked like a woman. Lisa, the ever classy lady, decided to get into the action too. She started yelling at Rebecca and then slapped her across the face 4 times.
They must have been reenacting WWE in that song.
The slaps caused a cut in Rebecca's mouth. She asked her son for her own keys, but he refused to return them. So she walked all the way down to her husband's place of work before calling the police. Really? Really? No word on whether Mama decided to eat the rest of the taco sauce with a spoon while the pair was in jail out of spite. Oh, sure, it might have stung the cut in her mouth. But, true.
True to the game.
Yeah. Whatever. My question is. She had to walk all the way to the husband and really?
I'm going to go ahead and say that this might not be the first time this ever happened. Or this might be the first time. But I'm pretty sure this family has a lot more problems besides taco sauce being eaten. I think they have... I believe they would probably show up in one of those videos we was listening to earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it'd be closer with the southern video.
Yeah, it is in Florida.
And I've already seen the picture, but just knowing without even seeing the picture, I already know my racism's coming. I already know what race it is.
Oh, man. Let's see. We got one more, sir. Oh, we got two more. I want to see if this one is, Oh, yeah. We can do this one right quick because, I ate some a few days ago. Well, I had a couple of boxes that got destroyed. Like, Can we get this to play?
The SA Sports App, San Antonio's first and only phone app dedicated to local sports. From high school.
It's dedicated. This will be the last story. We're going to end this up. This one is going to be fun. This is great.
What's happening out here?
Well, my daughter's been here since 10 o'clock in the morning, and shortly before 2 p.m., a couple of gentlemen came and was talking to the girls, asking about flavors, so they were trying to sell, and the other one grabbed the box and ran off with it. And unfortunately, a couple of our girls had a lot of adrenaline and chased after them. One got hurt. They're inside the store right now. And that's about it.
What goes through your mind as a mother when you hear something like this happen?
Worry. I mean, you shouldn't have to worry about your daughter, you know, when she's out with a group like the Girl Scouts, and especially at a location like this. So it just makes you just really upset.
Some men, they came up in a black Camry, and then one came out, and they were like asking about like what kind of flavors, and they were trying to like sell them. So like one in the driver, he said, "Come, hurry up." So the one that was asking about the flavors took the money box, and they drove off, and then one of our main girls, Rachel, like, she got hurt, and, like, because she was running after the cars, and she was holding onto the door, so she flipped over. Recently, she flipped over, and then they ran over her hand, and then she has, like, scratches all on her elbow.
How old is she?
15.
So, how long have y'all been out here selling cookies before all this happened?
I think, like, 4 hours, because we were out here at 10.
You any idea how much cookies y'all sold at that time?
About 20 cases worth of Girl Scout cookies, and there was about like $200 in there, and then it all just went away.
How's it make you feel?
It recently made me feel bad because you never thought that you would like have to deal with something like this from Girl Scouts and at this kind of location.
Yes, I am a Girl Scout senior, and this is my 9th year doing it.
So you've been, how long have you been selling cookies?
Probably 9 years, pretty much. I've been doing it for a while.
Something like this happens.
Wow. Yeah, that's insane. Like, I never would have expected. Who steals from a Girl Scout? I mean, seriously, that's like the worst thing ever. So two suspicious looking people came up and, well, sorry, one. Yeah, you can just edit that out. Okay, so.
Okay. Is the economy really that bad? Like, for real, is the economy that bad?
Like, even if the economy is that bad, if I want a Girl Scout cookie, I go rob a grown-up and then go buy some Girl Scout cookies before I go and rob the Girl Scouts.
Really? I mean, I know Girl Scout cookies is a racket. We all know this.
Yes.
We just succumb to the racket. Like, I just say, fuck it. I know it's a racket, but I need my Samoas. I need them. My Samoas and milk. I'm done. Like, you give me 2 boxes and I'm good. I know this is a racket. I know it's not going directly to you. I know people making money off of it, but it's so good. I respect your hustle. I know it's a racket, though. But to steal from the Girl Scouts, really? Really?
Like, rob their parents later. Why?
Y'all trifling. That's all I can say. I'm really lost. I just try to live my life regular. That's all. I just want to have something to sustain myself and live. I don't need
Girl Scout cookies.
Really?
Girl Scouts.
I'll be feeling bad for them. Like, look, you got the little cute little girls out here in the hot sun selling cookies. Here, an extra dollar. Look, they can make extra money off of people. Oh, yeah, man.
Hey, this could be a scheme here, trying to play with people's emotions. You never know.
Hey. The whole Girl Scout cookie thing is a hustle.
Oh, I know that. All those schools, anytime your school sells anything, your school only gets like a tenth of a percent of what that nonsense trinkets and shit they sell.
They could easily put those Girl Scout cookies in the store and sell it the same way. They might sell more that way. But it's a hustle. They get you.
It's tax-free like this. You get that charity.
Yeah, plus you feel bad for seeing the little girl sitting out there in the green uniform sweating and stuff.
Cookies made in China.
Yeah. Man, I wish I'd catch him again though. I wouldn't take it from him. We'll work out a deal. We'll bargain for a box of Samoas again. Yeah, maybe it was a few weeks ago. They was out at the gas station down the road. They were selling the cookies. I was like, look how cute. But no, you can't rob them. What's wrong with people?
That's like robbing the Salvation Army Santa Claus at Christmas in front of Walmart.
Fuck Fox News, man. This is not Obama's workings right here. This is not. I'm not going to accept that. It's no need. Like, really? You can't rob a store? You can't just rob somebody randomly on the street? You going to rob children?
Somebody was scared first time, punk, something.
Robbing children. They just thought it was easy. Yeah, we could just take
it. But I must say, if they really did sell 20 cases of cookies, I don't know if they meant boxes or cases. They sold 20 cases and they got cash money for all that. Whoever that was has hit them a smooth motherfucking lick.
I'm pretty sure cash, after they get to a certain amount, somebody takes it and leaves off the site.
Man. I hope.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Because they're deep. They be like 15 of them out there. They have about 6-7 little girls and the rest be parents. Just, yeah, I'm pretty sure they got a scheme set up.
I hope. Because if not, somebody just made up. But you know, I got a bunch of checks in there, too, though. People wrote checks to them.
That's a damn shame. I would read another story, but I'm done. I'm really done. I want to go to Canada.
But what's crazy, that's kind of how the politicians play with people.
Yeah.
They pretty much robbing people the same exact way. They run up on you with a bunch of nonsense and just smash off with all your cash. Talking about blame Obama. Throw the deuce at you.
And I say I'm done, but I can't leave.
It's like I feel like I got to choke somebody before I leave.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
And I gotta get like a horde of those delicious limited edition sugar cookie Pop-Tarts. Amazing.
They put heaven in a box.
Yes. If you want to serve pastry cocaine to your friends, get a box of the limited edition sugar cookie Pop-Tarts.
Them shits is off the chain, yes. Son.
It is pastry cocaine. Hashtag pastry cocaine.
Get you a glass of milk.
I was like, I had to get it last night. It was raining last night. I just had to go. Like, it was on my mind. I had went. I got my workout in, and I was like, man, I want milk pop tart. It was raining. Fuck it. So we went to Walmart, and I supported the free market capitalist, and I got a box of those pop tarts. And once I ate the first bite,
life was changed forever.
Man, I was like, man, they really did this. I was done at that point. I don't even remember eating the rest of the first Pop-Tart after I took the first bite. My taste buds came back at the second.
You had to cut it with some milk.
Yes, but it was great. I seen they got a gingerbread one. I might want to try that out.
I didn't see that. I'm about to go.
Yeah, on the back of the box, they got
Like, they got a birthday cake one.
I seen that. I don't know if I'm ready for that. That might be too much. It might be a little too sweet. I don't know, though. It's worth a try.
Yeah. Shout out to Pop-Tarts. You've been keeping it real for a long time.
You've been one of my best friends. Yes. You support my whatever love more than, besides Doritos and soft drinks. Other than that, shout out to JOBs.
That's everybody.